When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The day's biggest stories, the people behind the headlines, the conversations you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Christy Strasser. You're listening to Odyssey's On Deadline. Let's talk about second looks. From AI data centers trying to rehab their image to a copper mine that could go from red lit to green lit and all the way to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Many considered him a hero during the pandemic, standing up for science. But a Senate hearing went sideways. Here's KCBS.
Dr. Anthony Fauci declined to answer a barrage of questions about his role in the handling of the COVID pandemic. He repeatedly invoked the Fifth Amendment. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. What was the purpose of this hearing in the first place?
Well, the purpose of the hearing, according to the committee chair, Rand Paul, was to dig into the origins of COVID, some of the revelations that Rand Paul found in Anthony Fauci's diary, which was released by the committee earlier this week. But none of the questions were answered by the witness, who more than 100 times invoked his constitutional right against self-incrimination under the Fifth Amendment.
You know, Dr. Fauci has never been a shy person about talking. You've talked to him. I've talked to him several times. Why did he pick yesterday to invoke the Fifth 111 times?
What he said was that the committee's chairman, Rand Paul, has had an obsession with the notion of putting Fauci behind bars. And essentially, the argument was that, as you read into what he said, was that if he were to give answers, perhaps those answers could be used against him. Now, Fauci didn't explain any more than that why he invoked the Fifth Amendment, and Rand Paul is now talking about repercussions. He is now setting up a vote next week in his committee to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress. It might pass the committee, there's no guarantee of that, but once it gets on the floor, it's subject to Rule 22 in the Senate, and that's better known as the filibuster. It would take at least 7, probably more, Democrats to cross the aisle and vote to advance that contempt resolution in order for this to wind up in court, which is where all these issues would truly have to be litigated, because we don't have a clear-cut example of a witness who has been covered by a presidential pardon and therefore has some degree of immunity, and therefore, and against that, refuses to answer questions because he's afraid he might wind up incriminating himself, and then, you know, the courts would have to weigh whether the committee's interest in getting answers outweighs the witness's right to avoid self-incrimination. And these are very, very dense and novel legal questions that have never been presented before. So there's no clear-cut answer, but all this is theoretical because Democrats are likely to block a contempt resolution in the Senate.
Yeah, so the chairman, Senator Rand Paul, wanted to try to get some answers on the origins of COVID. And I guess the question is, did it come from a lab in Wuhan, China, or did it jump from animals to humans? I mean, are those kind of our A or B choices?
Yeah, it seems that way. And you know, to Fauci, and Fauci has been relatively consistent in this, there's no way to prove it one way or another. The Republicans who believe in the lab leak theory, according to Fauci, are making a circumstantial case that they see what they've heard about the way that the molecular structure of the virus is and it happens, that they understand that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was working on that kind of research, and they argue that the U.S. government was funding it, which Fauci denies. And all of it is a whole lot of, well, this is the argument in this way, and this is the argument that way. Fauci's view is that there's no data to back up the hypothesis, which is the judgment or belief of those who are making the argument. But how do you prove it? I mean, that's basically where Fauci winds up coming down. And ultimately, I don't know that there is going to be a definitive answer.
Let's move on to other second looks. A data center trying to rehab its image. A copper mine that could come to life. Let's start with KRLD in Dallas.
Dallas Market Hall looks like it'll close and give way to what else? A big new data center.
Most of the data center news recently has been about building them in rural locations where land is cheap and counties have little authority to regulate them. But Crow Holdings already owns the 40 acres of land where Dallas Market Hall sits, right there on Stemmons Corridor, which is already crisscrossed with dense fiber optic trunk lines, which would make connecting a new facility to global networks a lot cheaper and faster than building in a remote area. At the moment, there's no organized opposition to the plan, which the Dallas Morning News reports would be developed in conjunction with Clean Arc Data Centers. At the moment, no word on when construction could begin or when it could be complete.
Meanwhile, data center developers are trying to improve their image here in the state.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lawmakers considering a pause on tax breaks for the industry under pressure from activists who feel the warehouses full of computers are hurting the state more than helping it. But the industry is pushing back, saying their investments can help shore up the power grid. Ray Fakuri with Amazon Web Services says they'd be willing to pay for upgrades if that's what it takes to win public support.
That would help ease costs on other customers by carrying those costs on ourselves and then turning that asset over.
In this fiscal year alone, the state has certified 59 new data centers and is considering five more thanks to these tax breaks.
New Range Copper Nickel says it has new plans for a controversial mine proposal in the Iron Range. The company says plans for the North Met project near Hoyt Lakes would shorten the mine's lifespan and update how materials are transported and disposed of. Assistant Minnesota DNR Commissioner Jess Richards says everything needs to be reviewed.
The company's project changes would probably require some new or amended permits or other approvals from the state or the federal government or local governments. But no permit decisions could be made until after the environmental review process is deemed adequate and complete.
And that should take about a month.
Speaking of second looks, turns out there's a silver lining in the Cyclospora parasite that's ruined salads for the summer. Here's WWJ in Detroit.
farmers markets are quite busy all summer long. Joining me to talk about farmers markets is the general manager of the Farmington Farmers Market, which is a great one, Walt Gajewski. And we're hearing that farmers markets are really picking up a lot more attendance because of the cyclosporiasis outbreak, which has been happening over the last several weeks in Michigan. What have you been finding?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question because when the outbreak first occurred, you know, my concern was for, you know, the markets, you know, dropping off, you know, because of that, that people were just going to stay away from produce until they learned more. But that I was mistaken. We have been absolutely crushed in terms of our overall attendance. Last week, for example, we exceeded, you know, over 5,000 customers, you know, coming to market, which in and of itself is not unusual because right now is the peak season in Michigan. You know, it, as you may be aware, Michigan is the second most agriculturally diverse state in the country. So, you know, with over 300 agricultural commodities, a lot of those commodities are just, you know, coming into peak right now. So August is typically a big month, but we started seeing a spike up in attendance, you know, earlier. So in the last couple of weeks, the numbers have just been literally astounding. So and you know, comparing that to COVID, which was also another parasite, but the virus, we had an uptick in attendance then, but it was much slower because of, you know, the shutdown and, you know, people of fear of, you know, contracting it and coming out, social distancing and all that. You know, that's not the case now. So people are flocking in. Yes. It's in Farmington for sure. You know, we have, thinking about that this morning, we've got with our farmers, growers, producers and foragers, you know, we have around 14 of them that come to market every Saturday now that we are in peak season.
Any idea how much attendance has gone up since this outbreak?
I would say, you know, if I had to put a percentage on it, I would say our attendance is up at least 15 to 20%.
Well, that's pretty good. And what advice do you have for people when it comes to buying, you know, fruits and vegetables and lettuce and things like that from a farmer's market?
Well, you know, the nice thing about a farmer's market, and this applies not only to the farmers, but also our artisans, you know, and our makers, you know, food artisans and makers, is that, you know, every vendor they have like a product on the shelf, if you will. And as opposed to being it on an aisleway and you put it in your cart, you get to actually talk to the person that that produces. So, you know, in the case of our farmers, for example, when you purchase from the farmers market, you know, the people across the table from you are the people that planted the seed, cultivated the soil for it, grew the plant, harvested the plant, washed the produce, packed the produce, brought it to market, and then handed it to you over the table. So trust your farmer is our mantra. Talk to your farmers. You know, they're going to be your best source of information.
Wouldn't you still advise people to wash vegetables and fruits and stuff that they buy?
Absolutely. You know, the having dirt on the product is not a bad thing, you know, when it comes to local produce.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Odyssey's On Deadline. Subscribe to the daily podcast on your favorite platform.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.